skip the
paper. It's commish all over the paper.
Yes, it could be.
Gimel Nisan, Monday the 23rd of March, Rabbi Moshe Shurkin. Have we really left Mitzrayim?
One of the chiyuvim that we have, I've never said it, is chayav adam liyoreis atzmoy kilu yatzah b'mitzrayim. To see oneself as if one has gone out, oneself has gone out of Mitzrayim. The Rambam brings lahar lois atzmoy to show, but how do we feel, how do we express, or we have to feel and perceive that we ourselves have gone out of Mitzrayim. And the Ramban tells us, the Ramban in the Hakdama, the Sefer to Shkois brings Yishim across of Sefer Breishis, the Sefer Yetzira, and that's the creation, that's Sefer Breishis. But then he comes on that Yitchil Sefer Echad Be'inyan Amaisa Haba Min Haramosim Ayim. Then as a Sefer to come on hints that were made in Maisa Breishis, Sefer Breishis, and that is the Brisbane of Sorim, that there will be Goyer Daracha Be'ez Lohem. But then he carries on. Yitachet Sefer Be'inyan HaGolus HaRishon HaNigzar BeFeirush VaGula Mimeno. The Golus and the Gula. Right? Lachen Chozar V'Yiskil B'Shmois Yodei, to give the names of Yodei Mitzrayim and Misparam and all that. And then V'Hinei HaGolus Eino Nishlam Ad Yoim Shuvam El Mekoimam. In other words, Gula isn't completed until we come back to Mairas Avoisom, right? Makoima Mairas Avoisom. Right? Kishiatsumi Yisrayim, Afopishiatsumi Beis Avodim, even though we've left Beis Avodim, Adain Yakshavu Goylim. We still consider that we had Golas. Why? Kiyubaris Loilahem, Ubnevuchim Bamidbar, כשבואו אל הר סיני ועשו המשכן ושב הקדוש ברוך הוא וישרה שכינו סי ביניהם אז שבו אל מיילס אבויסום. Then we have to go back to מיילס אבויסום. In other words, there is a stage that we have to get out of Mitzrayim, but getting out of Mitzrayim, that's not yet a geula. The חמושים עלו ממצרים, right? And one of the perushim of חמושים is one is that we had to go out of Mitzrayim 50 times. Going out of Mitzrayim, Hamishim Pam, 50 times. In other words, every one of the days of Sfiras HaOmer was another going out of Mitzrayim in order, until we will reach the height of Kabbalah Sotero, that will be, we'll reach Mailas Avoseinu. Mailas Avoseinu, the Kodesh Bosh Mashashkina Aileinu, then we're out of Mitzrayim. But Kozman, that we haven't reached that, the physical going out of Mitzrayim, that was not the Geula. The Geula is only when we reach that stage of Mailas Aveseinu. Excuse me. There is a Sfas Emes. The Sfas Emes brings on the Pasuk Ochei Noida Hadovor. Ochei Noida Hadovor, that after Moshe Rabbeinu kills the Mitzri, the Ndos of Aviram are fighting, Rosh Elamet Ket Reecho, Misam Chashav Shefet, and Moshe Rabbeinu says Ochei Noida Hadovor. Now, Rashi there brings the Chazal that Moshe Rabbeinu was saying all the time, "Kol Yamai Tzaarti, why are Am Yisrael suffering this terrible oppression in Mitzrayim? Now that I see Yesh Dolturin, the people talking Lashon Hara, Rechilas, now I know why." Now, this Rashi is brought on all these Tisha B'Av rallies on Lashon Hara. They mention this Rashi, the whole Golus is because of Lashon Hara. However, the Sfas Emes has another take. The Sfas Emes says, we see from Moshe Rabbeinu, what is a Yid supposed to be doing in Golus? Right? In Golus, he has to learn what is the limud of Golus, trying to understand the Golus, and not to be Oisik in Geula. Geula, Tavo Memeila, HaMashiach Yivo Be'esach Adas, that's not our occupation. And then we see Shopper. Somebody's oisik in Geula is ma'akev et ha'geula, right? In other words, we don't. Geula is that you throw off the yoke. Just by Eliezer, Eved Avraham, Meresh brings a pasuk, Eved maskil Moshel ben Mevish ben Achim Yachrof ben Achla. What is an Eved Maskil? Eved Maskil, he brings there, Eliezer was called an Eved Maskil. Why? Because he had the klala of being an Eved. And he had the choice. Or he could be an Eved, it's like a Kush or Barbar, or an Eved in the home of Avram Avinu. So the Eved Maskil is the one who chooses correctly who will be his master, who to whom he will subject himself. Right? That's the. But this is going into Golas. We have to be going care of going Mitzrayim, and we have to learn what Avdus was. Learning from Avdus was in order that ultimately we could be Avdei Hashem. Because God will take us out of Mitzrayim, we become Avdei Hashem. Right? But then that very Golas itself comes from the Haftocha Shubrechman of Tzorim, that Avraham Avinu has the Nevuah, because that's going to, you go out to die, you go to Yisarecha, but the Chazal bring that Lama Avraham Avinu Ne'enash Shebonov Itzlaru B'Shivat Mitzrayim. But here, it says there, why was Avraham Avinu punished that his sons would go into Golas? In other words, we don't see a punishment on Avraham Avinu himself. Avraham Avinu is punished that his sons will go into Golas. The one brings there three reasons. One, that he asked for a siman, Bamei Eidah. The second, he asked that he was Viyarik et Chanichav, that he enlisted the Yeshiva Bachrim. And the third reason that's brought is that he gave back the slaves to Melech Zedoyim. Now, the Maharal has a klal, right, that there isn't a machoikis in Agadita. In Agadita, we see different opinions. It's not that they're arguing. In Halacha, one says Muta, one says Asa, they're arguing. But in Agadita, when you hear different opinions, they're showing no one person could totally encompass an idea, and each one shows a different aspect of that idea. When you want to look at a beautiful diamond, the merchants that understand, they'll turn it around that you see it on all its sides. So when one sees different opinions, one has to see, what's the common denominator? What's the thread between them all? And the thread, Maharal brings the thread, was that there was a Chisaron Emunah by Avraham Avinu. And now we have to be careful when we say something like this. We talk about Office of Kedoshim. But what means, of course, there was a Rebbe, there was Makbid, that nobody should watch him while he's doing Tashnik. So one of his Chizim really, really wanted to see what the Rebbe does in Tashnik. So he crept up his hiding behind a bush. Eventually the Rebbe noticed him. He cried, what are you doing here? So the Rebbe said, I came here to pick up the Rebbe's Avedas. Because the Rebbe's Avedas, by me, it would be mitzvahs. Right? If we go, right? So the same thing, if we would be holding by the Chas Shalom Vashem Toga, the lack of Emunah by Avraham Avinu, we would be tzaddikim gmurim. But what it means is that Avos HaKadoshim, the midas that they had in absolute perfection, we get it by Yerusha. Right? And like the Chesed of Avraham Avinu, the Gvura of Yitzchak Avinu, right, the Emes of Yaakov, that we get Beirut. In Africa, there was a young lady, she was in these Eastern cults, and she was steiging, she went all the way to India, and the first night she stepped at the home of this guru. In the morning, she woke up, and she looked out the window, she saw people dying in the streets, dying of hunger in the streets. So she turned to the head guru, and she said to him, you know, maybe we should set up a soup kitchen, Yad Eliezer, or something. So he looked at her and said, why do we have to worry about them? They're not people. We're the superior being. We're, but they're not out there. We don't have to worry about them. She heard that. She threw up the whole guru, came back to South Africa to become Baal Teshuva. In other words, from her mother's milk, she had inherited that a spiritual movement without chesed, it's ausgefrecht. It can't be. Right? And that nobody taught her that. That she inherited that, she got that birusha. Now, what they're telling here is, if the emunah of Avraham Avinu would have been in absolute perfection, the same as the chesed was, we would have got it birusha. Now, seeing that it wasn't, so we don't get it birusha, we've got to go through a place to learn this limud. The place to learn that limud was in Mitzrayim. The limud we had to learn our dependence on the Kodesh Baruch Hu. All that we had to learn in Mitzrayim. But to go out of Mitzrayim, one brings that punish mis oisim teure mis parle matzibur oisim min chasodim kilu pda'ani ubanai mibayin umot ha'olam. How can we be redeemed from Golis, right? Somebody's oisim in teure min chasodim and mis parle matzibur. Now, to be oisim in teure, right, teure ki chochmaschem ubinaschem b'nei ha'goyim. This is the thing that we have with the uniqueness of the Chochma of Torah. Just apparently now recently in the Koreans are trying to figure out how the Yidden are so smart, right? So they came to conclusions because we learned Gemara, right? So they translated Gemara into Korean and they're learning it, right? There's a Polish au pair was working in our family in America. She was going back to Poland and she went into a Sforim store and she wanted to get a big Gemara. So, what do you need the Gemara for? She said, well, I'm telling you, my father suffers terribly from insomnia, right? And I see here, every Shabbos afternoon, he opens this Gemara and in 2 minutes he's fallen asleep. She wants to buy a Gemara for her father. Right? But I make it is that the bris that we have, the bris of Talmud Torah, that is something which is unique to Am Yisrael. Al pi advarim ha'ele. We heard from Rav Hutnitz itself, it is a kid in Yeshiva High School who's good in math and weak in Gemara, you have to check the yichas. Right? It should be that it goes together. Right? If not, if it doesn't go together, there's something wrong. And he said, v'hayu dvarim mi'olam. And also, Mispalei Matzibur, saying in Manhattan they have what they call a mincha map of Manhattan. It's a mincha map, you know, every time where you can find which office building has a minyan. And there you have, when comes time, mincha, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, over the intercom, the secretary will announce, mincha, mincha, and everybody runs to daven. Now, what has happened then? What's happened then is not just when Mispalei Matzibur, it's not something that Yidden are getting together. Yidden getting together, there are many ways that Yidden get together. There were many places in Kutz Laretz where Goyim had clubs, there's country clubs, where they wouldn't allow Yidden to join. So what did the Yidden do? They made country clubs like that for Yidden. Right? Someone said it was assimilation, right? And you're acting like the Goy, but you're getting Yidden together to act like the Goy. Right? That was the assimilation. But when you're Mispalei Matzibur, so a businessman, up to now you've been dealing with your goy, you leave him, and you go to present yourself lifnei hamelech. You're presenting yourself in front of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. And that is the elevation of Mispalei Matzibur. And also the third is Gmiras Chasodim, Tzedakah Tromem Goy. Tzedakah is the elevation of giving Tzedakah Bezrat Hashem. And also, in the Middle Ages, every duke, every prince, whatever, had a yid as a financial advisor. And his financial advisor was he had the connections, whatever, but all the galochim were giving them flack. Why do you rely on this yid? Why do you rely on this yid? So I heard from your uncle Galinsky, once at the mosque, that there once one of these princes said to his advisor, once and for all, show me what's the difference. He says, okay, invite all your nobles to a suda at 5 o'clock say, in the afternoon. So we'll come in, and the tables are laden, cold tuv. Only one thing missing. There's no cutlery. So they're sitting there, and they're waiting. And so they say, meaning I was saying to be a dada. They put out, maybe, you know, take, and it comes a bell, that you're not allowed to eat without the cutlery. So it comes, I mean, they're bringing cutlery 2 meters long. Knives, forks, and spoons 2 meters long. So everyone's trying to, try to eat 2 meters. So they throw it all, you can't eat it, they throw the guard. 2 hours later, he said, invite all the Hosh of Eden in. So Eden come in, the same suda, and the same performance with the cutlery. They get the 2 meter long cutlery. Suddenly everybody else, he can't eat it. So everybody fed the one opposite him. In minutes, they were over the suda, you know. A guy would rather starve than help somebody else, but, but by Am Yisrael, if I got it, I'll give it back. My friend will want. But this is the Maharal brings out, what's the Nakuda is the elevation, the way to get out of Golas, P'da'ani mi'benai, When we realize Midas Yisrael, then we are a goddess. As long as the Yaakovinu, Yado Achezet, Akev Esav, when in goddess, we're going after the goy. We're emulating the goy. We're going after the goy, right? Nobody wants to remain as a minority. We go and try and emulate and try and fit in to the Jain. We heard from the Simcha Vassan, came to America the first time. So he stayed like in some sort of boarding house, a pension. And in the evening, the waiter brought the coffee, and there was milk, and he asked if it's Chol of Yisrael. So the waiter said, but we don't have Chol of Yisrael. So he said, I'll have the coffee without milk. In the morning, the same thing repeated itself. So he asked it again, the same thing, it's Chol of Yisrael. So he went to complain to the owner. He said, listen, last night I told you that I might put in Chol of Yisrael. So the owner had a sense of humor. The owner said, the waiter must have thought that he will sleep one night in America, in the morning he'll think differently. Right? That is the impact that goddess has on us. We fit in and we begin to think. But this is what's necessary to realize out of the mindset of Mitzrayim. We're going to get out of the mindset of Mitzrayim. And that mindset of Mitzrayim comes only when we appreciate that, again, Midas Yosenu, it's not just the actions, but it's the fact that we were chosen. We're chosen for those in Birkas HaTorah, She'asher, Bochabona, and then there is the Nosan Lona. But the first Bochabona is that we have to appreciate that we have been chosen. Just then the Reb Tzadik HaKohen brings that, you say, V'aminu B'Shem V'Moshe Avdoi, says Reb Tzadik HaKohen, K'shem She'chayavim L'amin B'Shem V'Moshe Avdoi, Kach Kol Echad V'Echad Chayav L'amin Ba'atzvoi. We have to believe in ourselves, meaning we have to believe that all of this was done for us. All of Mitzrayim was done in order that we should live. It's not a historic event that happened then that our forefathers were taken out of Mitzrayim. It was done in order that we should be out of Mitzrayim, that we should be out of Mitzrayim. We should get out of that mindset of Mitzrayim. And that, Bon Habonu, on this, Ayin has, we have Bechira on everything. There's one thing that we don't have Bechira. Somebody was born to a Jewish mother. He has no choice. Nobody asked if you want to be a Yid, you don't want to be. He is a Yid. And not only that, there's no out from that. Just in the, it was the first Gulf War, now it's the Swam. So they brought a Zohar. And the Zohar says that in Achris Hayomim, Yishmael will say that they have a greater schus on Eretz Israel. Why? Because they do Bris Milah at the age of 12, 13. And we do it at 8 days, right? It's, for them, it's a bigger mitzvah when you do it at 12, right? And they bring that, the same Zohar says that we have a source of Torah, but I heard, and Rosh Hashanah was explaining, no, it's not. What you do at the age of 12, 13, you do with Bechira. What you do with Bechira always means that there was a Havamina of not. There was another side. Only what you agreed, yes. Right? You could have done not, but you did yes. When a bris milah is done at the age of 8 days, it's creating a reality. If that effect was without Bechira, it's because that is a reality. Bris kashka samtip sorainu. We have a bris which wasn't choice. Nobody asked if we wanted. That is a reality. That reality, there is one other reality. Amunah, there's a question whether anoichi Hashem lakecha is a mitzvah or not. Right? The Rishonim argue. Now, the fact is not, it first of all, it's a statement of who is the Metzaveh, and then also, you don't see any Lashon Tzivui. Like, Lo Yelacha is a Tzivui. Kabed is Avicha is a Tzivui. But in Noachim, we don't hear any Lashon of a Tzivui. So what, that's the introduction, the calling card of Mitzvah, preamble to Mitzvahs. The Maharal answers, it is a Mitzvah, it's a Mitzvah to believe. And why isn't there a Lashon Tzivui? Because every Tzivui, we can do the opposite. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, Lo Yelacha, so we can have a world, he wanted a world without Avodah Zarah. We can make that there should be. When he said, Lo Tirtzach, a world that there aren't rights, and we can make Chas V'Shalom that there should be. Right? The one thing that we can't affect is Anoichi. Anoichi Hashem Elokei, Anoichi is Anoichi. Well, I say, I believe, I don't believe, whatever, it doesn't affect the Anoichi at all. Right? The same thing also is with regard to a Yid. A Yid, he has no Bechira on this, whether he likes it or not, he is Yid. Achav HaRosh is going to be punished for every drabbonin that he was over, right? They tell it was a little village in Europe, and he had moved in to open a business. He was the only yid in that particular town, and he had very good sfeira, his prices were good, and nobody came to deal with him. So he asked one of his neighbors, why don't they want to buy from me? He says, listen, our minister told us we should only deal with ours, and if not one of ours, so we're not going to deal with you. So after a while he succumbed and decided that he would convert, and he joined a group that they're precious. Is Erev Shabbos, on Yom Shishi, they don't eat meat. So one day, one of his neighbors went by, and they heard they smelt this beautiful roast lamb coming out of his house. So they ran to their minister and shouted, this new guy, he's not sticking to the rules. So the minister came to talk to him and said, no, the rule, you're not allowed to have meat. So it's not meat, it's fish. It's not meat. They're going back arguing, it's meat, it's fish. And I mean, eventually he opens the oven and you see this beautiful roast lamb. He says, what do you say that's, why do you call this fish? He says, listen, when you guys made me one of yours, what do? You sprinkled water on me, and you said you're no longer a yid, you're one of ours. You're no longer, I said the same thing, I took the lamb, sprinkled some water. You're no longer a lamb, you're a fish. You're no longer a lamb, you're a fish. In the same way that doesn't help for a lamb, so it doesn't help for a yid, right? And but this is, we have to believe, Yaminu Mashem HaMoshe, Kakon Echad Chayav Lamin Be'atzmoy. To mean that we have been chosen, and all the nisim of Yetzias Mitzrayim was for us, that we should know. The Kodesh Baruch Hu did it for us, that we should get out of the mindset of Mitzrayim, get out of the value system in Mitzrayim, not to think in the way that they think. Just that anybody who's read the writings of Rav Gamliel, Sivan Rocha, all his what he writes is all to challenge the axioms of the American society. We're told you shouldn't go b'chukos sagoyim. Torah, chokhmah sagoyim ta'amin, Torah sagoyim al ta'amin. Right? Now, what is chukos sagoyim? Now, what is a chok bayas? A chok bayas is something which is ta'ain ta'aman yadua. We don't know the reason, right? Or the reason not given, we don't identify the reason. By the Ummah Sa'olam, they also have chukim. They have the axioms on which their society is built. Like the axiom of democracy, that 50 million Frenchmen can't be wrong. Who said that? But that's an axiom. You don't question that, right? It's a given. You don't question the given. In Russia, in Soviet Russia, in the time of Stalin, they said everybody's free. You can think whatever you want. You can say whatever. They weren't talking. They were saying, okay, if you believe that Stalin is the son of the earth, and if you believe that whatever the Kremlin says is only for your good, after that you can say whatever you want to. After that, you can think what you want. Once you've accepted that axiom, then you can. After that, you can be free to think whatever you want to think. Well, in the discussing in America, in the yeshivas, there's a big thing of what they call going to college. That one should go or shouldn't go. If you don't want to write, somebody who's got a university degree, he's not stam apikoros. He's got a diploma that he's an apikoros, right? But that we're not talking like halacha lemaisa. Halacha lemaisa for the academy, but. That mindset, that without that one is, but all of that is we're still part of Mitzrayim, we're still part of the mindset of God, we're thinking in those terms. We have to be in the thing that, we have to believe that we were chosen for a purpose, and that chosenness is to bring us to a certain point, and that chosenness to bring us to Midas Avicenna, to realize that is the goal towards which we're striving. Because man that we are not, towards man that we're thinking in those terms, of the we're still in Golas. We haven't left Golas. And this again in the yeshivas they have the expression that you can get the bocher out of America, but to get America out of the bocher is much more difficult. Right? In Rav Scheinberg, Zichrono Livracha, he was walking behind two American bochers, and they were telling him he overheard him saying that the New York Yankees had just lost, and said it gave him a shtoch. He felt bad because the New York Yankees, his team, this is like 50 years he's been out of America, but still, he was bothered that the New York Yankees had lost the game, right? But this mindset that we have, but this, Golas, we have to go, but this, the whole story of Yetzias Mitzrayim, by Gidon, when the Malach comes to Gidon and tells him to go to war with the Plishtim, Gidon challenges the Malach. And he says to him, And Rashi brings there is the morning after Leila Seder. And the morning after Leila Seder, his father, he was sitting next to his father, Leila Seder, and his father had told him all the Nisim and Niflois of Yetzias Mitzrayim. But it was so vivid in his eyes that he could challenge a Malach. This is the essence of the Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim, is to reach that stage that it can be that vivid, and that vivid that we can even challenge a Malach. Just, when we eat the Gezayis Matzah, that's the minus of Chayrus, and the Gezayis of Moror, that's the Shibud. And again, the Tells of Shishiva, the Mario Bloch, asks, when the Goyim, when they have great events in their history, right, so they have pageants. They have, like, there was a landing on Dunkirk, it's a thing in town, Ogermanthal, that they reenact whatever happened with Yoshka, right, doesn't add to Avos Yisrael. But why was it that we should eat just one Kazayas Matzah and a Kazayas of lettuce, and that's going to remind us of Chayrus and Shibud, right? And you ask, maybe you should have a video and show, they know these all things of Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? And with a time switch, we'll see it. And why just eat a Kazayas of Matzah and the Kazayas of the Roman lettuce? And then you ask, if we would see a movie of Yetzias Mitzrayim, what would be comparable to, if you can imagine, gives a marshal, if somebody would compose a very beautiful nigun, right, and have one flute or one violin playing that nigun, and next to it they have 100 drums banging out, how much of the nigun would he hear? In other words, if we were to see, like a reenacting or a movie of Yetzias Mitzrayim, afterwards we'll be thinking, what kind of shoes they were wearing, how big the blocks were, how they managed to get them up and all of that. And as we'll be thinking all the external things of what had happened, our external senses will be affected, but the essential message of Chayrus, that we wouldn't be feeling. And that comes through a mitzvah. Just when we do a mitzvah, the purpose of the action that we're doing, the Chazal bring this version that the Beis Mikdash Shomata is mechuven to the Beis Mikdash Shomala. So what you have, or the Mishkan Lamata, above here we have Atzei Shikim Omdim, and above there's Srofim Omdim. So Biruchim Mir asks, what's the Kesher? Right. Atzei Shikim Omdim, that's Klotzim, that's poles. Srofim, how would I understand? That's kind of Malachim in Shemaim. What's the Kesher between Atzei Shikim and Malachim? And he answers that Be'etzim is no connection. Only Atab Samamanecha Vani Bechroidi. You go through the motions, and when you do the motions, I will fill it with Kvoidi. When we do, that is how every mitzvah works. We are not, the mitzvah is not what's actually doing it. Even though in matzahs we have a concept of chayrus, matzah is something poshet, right? Flour and water, nothing extraneous, nothing additional. Just think, that's chayrus, a person free. You're uncluttered. People, even from Europe, people to run away, the poor were the easiest to run away. Those that had factories and business and buildings, for them it was hard to leave. They became servile to their property. Right? You got servile to your possessions. Because they bring, how do you hunt monkeys? You go to the forest, you find a tree, you make a hole in the tree, and you put nuts in. So the monkeys put their hands in, and they get a fistful of the nuts, but then they don't have cycle to let go of the nuts, right? So we want to hunt them. You can walk around the forest, you can pick up all the monkeys, because they're all holding on to their nuts, and they're not prepared to let go of the nuts, and they're stuck there, and you can just pick them all up. That is servitude. You're servile to your possessions. But chayrus is when you don't have. But even with all that symbolism that there is, that's only like as a remez for us. Ike the matzah, the mitzvah, because v'adabra Hashem al Moshe leimar, because we were told to do it, and that's why we're doing it. So when we act out the way the goyim do, that means that our mindset is the same as theirs still. When we can limit ourselves and eat only a kazayis matzah and realize that that's going to bring chayrus, then we are out of Mitzrayim. The main thing is to get people to have a mindset of Mitzrayim, no longer to think in the terms and to realize again of that. Then we're reaching Midas of Aseinu, then we're reaching also Beis Hashem, that the level of Shachar Chayav Amin Hashem, Amin of Hashem of Moshe Avre, Kach Korechar Chayav Amin Ba'atzmoy. Beis Hashem, come if you'll be able to be Amin Ba'atzmoy. The Dara said it vivid for us. Beis Hashem, we will be out of Mitzrayim, have a whole mindset of Mitzrayim, and desire to reach the level of Milas Avicenna.